Mayor Bloomberg took the stunning step of announcing that he's left the Republican Party and switched to being unaffiliated. The move is certain to heighten presidential speculation, despite his repeated denials that he's running. Joining us this morning to discuss this is WNYC's Brian Lehrer. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Soterios.
So what does this announcement mean for Bloomberg as mayor?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because it's good to look past the obvious speculation about whether this means the mayor will run for president. That seems to be all anybody's talking about regarding this. One of the big things to remember is that it keeps the mayor relevant locally. He is technically a lame duck because of term limits. And if nothing else, this announcement powers more media buzz about Mayor Bloomberg as at the time that his clout should be waning.
Mm-hmm. Is this announcement good for New York?
I think this announcement is really good for New York. Can you imagine if we have the Democrat? I don't think this will happen. But if we have the Democrat, Hillary Clinton, the Republican, Rudy Giuliani, and an independent, Michael Bloomberg, all in the general election, that's a long ways off. And my own guess would be that if one of them looks likely to get their nomination, Bloomberg won't actually run. But in any case, it serves to showcase to the nation that our politics are diverse and that we're a political, economic, and intellectual powerhouse, despite 9/11 and despite what a lot of Americans may think of us out there.
Now how much does this announcement, how much does it mean to the New York Republican Party?
What New York Republican Party? They barely hold any power around the state at this point. The leadership is in total disarray. A lot was said about that after the gubernatorial race. And a lot of the money they have has come from Michael Bloomberg, giving campaign donations instead of getting campaign donations. That was one of his ways of gathering support and cultivating power, running as an outsider. So now even Bloomberg, as a sort of 21st century moderate Republican, is saying, nah, sorry, you're not for me.
Do you think the mayor's announcement could shake up who might succeed Bloomberg at City Hall come 2009?
That's an interesting question. Probably not on first blush, but only because Bloomberg and Giuliani had already rewritten the rules. The city hasn't had a Democratic mayor in this town since 1993, which is really remarkable. And the Democratic politicians coming up through the usual channels can't assume that one of them will succeed Michael Bloomberg. You wonder, is Ray Kelly going to run? Is Deputy Mayor for Economic Development Dan Doctoroff going to run? Is someone else from the corporate sector with private wealth going to run? And funny enough, they just passed more campaign finance reform in New York City, as you know, which looks like cleaner government on one level, but it's also now that much harder to raise money the old-fashioned way to run against some future Michael Bloomberg. So I think he's already reinvented that.
You know, it's hard to tell whether he actually will run for the White House or not. Do you think that does Bloomberg have any sort of a presidential platform that we can discern at this point?
Well, he's associated with the gun rights issue, obviously. He's got positions on immigration. He's been outspoken on that. Global warming, that's one of the reasons he went to talk to Schwarzenegger. He does not have a well-developed position, funny enough, on the number one issue of the day to most Americans, which is Iraq. He has declined over his years as mayor to support or oppose the war because he said he, as mayor, has to go to the homes of New York families who've lost loved ones over there. And so he's been very reticent to take much of a position on Iraq. If he does run for president, he's going to have to get one.
Well, I suspect you'll be talking about this on your show today, I guess, right?
Among other things, we will take calls from all of you out there and ask, in a three-way race, who would you choose? Clinton, Giuliani, or Bloomberg?
All right. Thank you very much, Brian.
You're welcome.